What is up, you sexy bastards? It is your boy, the Green Care Bear, a.k.a. Rabbi Can't Lose, a.k.a. Noah Kagan. Last week, I was doing a talk at South by Southwest, and I asked how many people here were introverts. And so many people raised their hand, and it helped me realize that a lot of people who may be introverted at times or all the time can be super successful in business. So I wanted to be breaking down how the hell they can do it. Because a lot of times I think the world and people imagine that you have to be loud and bold and ask for everything. And there's ways that you can do it in your own introverted, extroverted, ambiverted kind of way. So in this episode, you're going to enjoy three gigantic takeaways so that you can be successful, whether an introvert, extrovert, or you're just yourself. Number one, how do you overcome the fear of getting started? Number two, how do you partner up with someone who maybe can compliment you super extremely well? And number three, why your social skills and how you interact with people are a learnable skill set that needs to be practiced just like everything else. I'm gonna help you succeed in this episode. You're gonna enjoy that, plus a bunch more ear nuggets along the way. If you enjoyed this episode and you wanna know more about how to not let excuses hold you back from starting, check out the first chapter of my book called Just F***ing Start from Million Dollar Weekend, which we gave away exclusively for free on this show. That's episode 333 in the feed. If you've been wanting to start your own business, go grab your own copy of the New York Times best-selling book, Million Dollar Weekend. That's my book. I would love for you to read it. And if you've read it, leave a review or give it away to a friend and help them start their own business. I love hearing from y'all and the success you guys have had for Million Dollar Weekend. It has been so inspiring to see it all across the world. If you want to join our free private Slack group, if you've already read the book, go to noahkagan.com/reviews. Also, special pre-show shout-out to listener Joe Glover.
I admire your solid how-to approach to your content creation. No fluff. Just hear some amazing people doing amazing things and how they did it. Very few people do it like you do, Mr. Kagan.
Thank you, Joe Glover. I love you, man. I love every other one of you gorgeous listeners. I've definitely been doing it. You know, Facebook, Mint, Gambit, AppSumo, TidyCal, Monthly 1K, .. And I love helping y'all in your own business journeys. If you want to shout out in a future episode, if you're on iTunes or Spotify, just click on your phone, leave a review. We check every single one of them, and I'll shout you out in a future episode. Also, throw your URL in there so I can give you some free press. Now, some people might be thinking introverted is a disadvantage for business and entrepreneurship. Like, you have to be 6'4", blonde hair, and be one of these booming, loud voices. I have kind of a nasally voice. I'm bald and 5'9¾". So, just want to prove the point. You can win with entrepreneurship no matter your physical abilities. And being an introvert might actually be an advantage. What if you don't like networking, you don't like promoting, you don't like speaking, you don't like handshaking or fist bumping? But what if this introversion can be your advantage and your superpower? Now, is Noah, that's me, an introvert? Most people who see this content or listen to the podcast or maybe see this video would assume that I'm an extrovert. I have literally knocked on people's doors. I've stood outside a private airport. I'm speaking. I enjoy speaking. But those activities actually scare the living daylights out of me. What does that mean, scare the living daylights, by the way? Like, it comes to darkness? It just gives me so much anxiety, so much stress, and I feel extremely awkward when those things are happening. What you have to realize is it's just a skill that I've practiced, and it's a learnable skill that you as well can get better at over time. Now, how would I define myself? This is inspired by Ayman Al-Abdullah, the former CEO of AppSumo. Highly recommend you check him out on Twitter. I asked him, are you an introvert or an extrovert? He said neither. And I thought that was just interesting about how are we labeling ourselves to hold ourselves back. And so I would say I'm an ambivert or neither, which is sometimes I want to talk a lot and I was really excited to be around a lot of people and I don't want to be alone. And other times, I am so happy to be hibernating in my pinball room or to be reading a book at my kitchen table. So it can be both. Be mindful of how you're labeling yourself around that. What even is an introvert? It is about where you are getting your energy from, specifically with or without people. Now, it's not about being shy versus confident or awkward versus not awkward. There are so many people I've met that are very quiet and they could be shy, but they're not awkward, and they have extreme self-confidence about who they are. Now, an introvert is someone who these social interactions, maybe in Zoom meetings, maybe speaking publicly, maybe going on podcasts, the social interaction depletes their energy level, whereas an extrovert the social interactions increases their energy level. So I just recently spoke at South by last week. It was a packed audience. It was amazing. I loved it. If I could literally every day be speaking in front of 200 people, one of my dreams, right? And now I'm doing it digitally with you, but just with the people there and they're like interacting and we're laughing and we're having fun. I was talking about Million Dollar Weekend. It was a blast. Literally 15 minutes after the talk, I was signing autographs and individually interacting with people. And it was nice. And I do my best to be as positive and I want to give everyone their attention, but that drains me. That truly drains me. And the idea of going to a networking event or having to go around to a South by meetup and there's drinks like a Nick Gray thing, that I dread that. So it can happen and it can be depending on the situation. So let's go through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 things that as an introvert, this is going to help you get rich your way. So first off, reframe your mindset as an introvert. So I think a lot of times people are saying, I'm an introvert, it's a disadvantage. Just stop saying that. Start saying, how can I use my introversion and the fact that maybe I don't want to be public to my advantage? And don't mistake this introversion and the fact that you don't want to be in large crowds to get energy. Don't mistake that introversion for a fear of starting and the fear of asking, which is exactly what I talk about in Million Dollar Weekend, which are the two number one opportunities for people to get their success in their business and in their life. Getting rich has more to do with getting over the fears of starting and asking. And it's not actually about being an introvert or an extrovert or getting an ice cream bird. That didn't make any sense. Realize it's hard for everyone. It doesn't matter if you're in sales. Doesn't matter if you love speaking in crowds. It's hard for everyone to ask for money. And that's literally why we spend a whole chapter 2 in Million Dollar Week in breaking that down. Now, I have seen people when I talk about the coffee challenge, which is getting 10% off when you do coffee, I've seen people who've done sales for 20 years be terrified of doing it. And I'm pretty confident they're an extrovert. So it's not necessarily about introversion and extroversion, it's just a skill. And so you still need to develop the skill. Everyone does, but as an introvert, there can be easier methods of how to ask. So if you don't want to go on the streets and do a YouTube video where you ask people something like, hey, how did you get rich? Or what do you do for a living? Maybe you can do it online. Maybe you can do it on email. Maybe you can do it on Twitter instead of necessarily having to do it in person or be in crowds or actually getting on a phone call or on a Zoom call if that really gives you a lot of anxiety. It's about understanding how you can approach it your way. So reframe your mindset. Next, you don't need to be an extrovert to succeed. Introversion can be an advantage. Now, introverts can be well more suited to do remote work than extroverts. That can actually make it a lot easier for them to build online businesses and as well do deep work because they're not feeling the need to go and interact with a lot of other people. Realize this is an interesting shocker for a lot of you introverts out there. I love y'all, by the way. Extroverts, I'm not ignoring you, but you guys are chit-chatting a lot. You're good. The world's richest people are introverts. Noodle on that for a second. Think about Mark Zuckerberg, introvert. Barely talked to me at Facebook. And it was alone a lot of the time. I saw him sitting at his desk writing and reading and journaling. Bezos. Yes, he's doing interviews, but he's alone a lot of the time. Elon Musk. Yeah, you see him on interviews, but he's awkward sometimes in these interviews. And yes, he's bossing around a lot of people. But I would actually classify most of these guys and a lot of the billionaires I've met as introverts. And yes, there are extroverted billionaires who, I think of Larry Ellison. You know, that guy is not a technologist whatsoever. He is a salesperson. John Paul DeJoria, he is an extrovert. He loves sales. He loves interacting with people on a daily basis. And I just want to show you that there are proof you can get rich in many ways as an introvert. Find the way that works for you. So if you don't want to show your face, you don't have to. Do you know what James Clear looks like? Maybe some of you do. He's a very strapping, good-looking, bald guy. 6'2", deadlifts 500 plus pounds, I believe. But you probably don't know what his face looks like. And he is the best-selling book in the last decade. The internet allows you to do this writing and with coding behind a laptop without really having to interact with so many other people. So let me give you some examples of introverts that are crushing. Easlo, E-A-S-L-O on Twitter. I love this guy. 21 years old, from Singapore, not from some social media family. He's not from the Bay. He's not from a major hub necessarily. Making $1 million a year selling Notion templates with a faceless brand. I've DM'd with this guy and he posts a lot of cool tools, tools we actually go and find for AppSumo.com. And think about that, $1 million a year, you don't even know what his face looks like. And he's sitting, I don't know where he's sitting, probably in a penthouse. Or maybe he's sitting in a Starbucks cafe out in Singapore. $1 million a year selling Notion templates. How cool is that? Dan Coe, he was on the pod, him and some of these other solopreneur superstars. $4 million a year this guy is generating with writing. Now, again, extroversion means I have to go out and be phone calls. Extroversion means Zoom calls. Extroversion means events. Extroversion means people. But Dan is able to do it from behind his desk in Scottsdale, Arizona. Making videos, yes. Making content, yes. But doing it by himself. And on occasion, yeah, he is going on a show and that might be considered extroversion, but it's pretty limited how he's going out and having to be a very loud person. And there is this book, Quiet, by Susan Cain, that I highly recommend and love for introverts. And the number one takeaway for me from that book is that just because you're quiet doesn't mean you're not smart. Just because you're quiet doesn't mean you're not the best. Just because you're not talking the most doesn't mean you're not the smartest. And I love that reframing of these situations because I think we assume that the loudest person and the most talkative person is going to be the most correct person. And I heard a thing recently from Jeff Bezos. We were texting. He was Snapchatting me. I'm like, dude, stop sending me these pictures on the yacht, Jeff. I don't like it. But what he said in his meetings, and I really appreciate him saying this, was he is the last to speak in the meetings. So you can reserve your energy. You can reserve your extroversion. You can reserve it and be quiet and just be observing and listening. And then at the end, you can have a few words. Next up, we have Brett from Design Joy. He's also been on the podcast, another solopreneur superstar. He has a solo design subscription agency. He's not out at conferences. He's a family man. I think he's got three kids. And he is sharing on Twitter. He is posting behind the comforts of his computer, generating $1 million, or generating 6 to 7 figures doing design for other people. You're not seeing him publish all the time publicly about how he's going out to places and things of that nature. Last up, GitHub. They sold for $7.5 billion. And these are, it's a developer repository mega site. Everyone knows about GitHub, I think. Even if you don't know tech, you're like, I think there's a GitHub thing. Do you ever see these guys? Do you even know their names? And my point here is that they are recognizing that they maybe enjoy writing. They enjoy developing. They're not a marketer or a promoter in the loud sense, probably what people think of me. And I enjoy being me. That's my version. And that's how I'm going to approach it. But I'm showing you examples of if you're into the deep writing, great. If you're into the deep coding, great. If you're into Notion templates, great. If you're into being a thinker, great. There are other ways that you can do it, just like these people are doing it. The one thing I won't say that you can excuse yourself from is that you still have to find out, one, validation, which is what I teach at $1 Million Weekend. Do people want what I'm doing? And as an introvert, how can I approach building my community or my customer base? Doesn't mean I have to be posting social media 24/7. But figuring out the way that can work for you, not using it as an excuse from ever getting started. Number three, partner with someone who's an extrovert. Go find your extroverted friend. So let me just share my own story. There's Noah and Chad. That's me. And Chad. Chad, I think you guys may hear me talk about sometimes on the show. Chad was my customer at my last startup, and I loved him so much. He worked for free as I was getting AppSumo started for a year and has subsequently become one of my best friends and co-founder and the CTO of all of Sumo Group, specifically AppSumo.com and a lot of things we've built. And we have very complementary skill sets. And I do remember, and I'm surprised, where I go out to South by and I speak, I do my podcast, I do my YouTubes, I'm out on the interwebs, I'm tweeting. And my previous partners used to get frustrated that I liked being public and I liked sharing what's going on and I liked promoting things. And it made me self-conscious. And as I interact with Chad's like, you need to go do more of that. One, I know you love it, which I do. And it's what you're good at. And it was amazing and complimentary where Chad, especially early on, was much more stable and more consistent, which I wasn't, I would say, in the earlier years of AppSumo. And he enjoyed not necessarily having to have publicity for himself. It's not that he's fully against it, and I do my best to honor and recognize him, but it was a very great complementary skill where Chad was happy building the code, helping with data analytics, helping with the team, helping with stability, and holding down the house. Potentially, I'm out promoting and extroverting out in public. And so if you are an introvert, it doesn't mean don't use it as an excuse. I don't have someone doing my marketing and promoting. Don't use it as a thing to avoid, but as you develop out your business, as you get going, potentially having someone around you that's going to be providing that external promotion for the things you're working on and making sure that they're not bitter or jealous about it. Chad was always about, no, I want you to be happy. And it seems like you like doing it and you're good at it. I want you to go and be more public. I want you to get Million Dollar Weekend out in the hands of more people. And even Million Dollar Weekend, a lot of it came from, one, all the work Chad and I have done, but his help in even just crafting the book. And he really, I mean, I love this guy. He's never like, I need more credit on the book. And why don't you do this? He was like, Noah, put your name on the book. Go tell a lot of people about it. And I really admired his self-confidence and his trust in our relationship. And it was nice to have these types of balances within our business. And I think that's available in all. So find your extrovert around you. Look for the person who is promoting a lot and you're like, oh, they love doing it. Let them go do that. And there's very famous people that this has happened to. Steve Jobs, who I think a lot of us know, and Steve Wozniak at Apple. I don't know if as many people know Wozniak, but he's the Chad of that company. He was really actually the guy who invented a lot of the things. And Jobs, yes, he did have strong opinions. He was a futurist. But Wozniak made it happen. And Wozniak, I would say some of the brains, and Jobs was the promoter, marketer of the thing they're working on, the extrovert. Same thing with Bill Gates and Paul Allen. Yes, Gates, he was a very strong developer. He did do a lot of the code as well. But Paul Allen was the elder statesman and the technologist that really got Microsoft going. While Gates was the front end, I guess you could think of it from a development perspective, the front end person who was out publicly on shows, publicly recruiting, publicly getting the team built out, publicly talking about Microsoft. So surround yourself or hire these people to complement your weaknesses. It's not necessarily a weakness. I don't think being an introvert is a weakness. Complement the areas you don't want to do or you don't want to develop. That's a strength. That means you're smart. Something always comes up when you're running a small business. Well, Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, literally you. The small business owner. I think that's rude. You're the giant business owner paying small business prices. They take the pain out of running a business. Why is it even painful? It should be fun. Automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. You want more? Time tracking, health insurance, massages, not included, 401k, onboarding, and a whole lot more. You get the idea. With Gusto, you gorgeous listener, you can focus on the joy of starting and running your own business. It's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. It's no surprise 94% of their customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. Here's the best part. Because you are a gorgeous listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/Noah. Again, that's gusto.com/Noah. I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto as much as I love you. Get started today. And backstory is they've sponsored the show. They've supported us. Let's support them. I know the founder from 15 years ago went to Stanford. Josh is a great dude. It's something that we're considering using on the Dork team. I've been begging AppSumo to use this for internally because we're using some old school 1990s paycheck software, which is horrible. But if you get a chance and you're getting your business going, you want to simplify a lot of your HR needs, gusto.com/Noah. So here's a few other examples. I'm great at promoting and marketing. I truly think if there's a product that I love, Facebook, Mint, AppSumo, Million Dollar Weekend, these YouTube channels, tidycal.com, and the different products, I love promoting it. But I've struggled with consistency. I've struggled with just sometimes doing the deep work and sticking with things because I'm like, okay, let's go out and do this new stuff. So for the majority of the hiring at AppSumo, I'm looking for people, and we're hiring at AppSumo.com/careers. For people who have not jumped jobs, I'm looking for people who are happy to just do deep work and have stuck with the work for a long period of time. And in your own careers, whether you're the extrovert or the introvert, where are the areas that maybe you're not as strong at? And really hire for that and really keep focusing on the areas that you're excellent at. Another great example of this is Jason Cohen. I think he's one of the most understated, awesome entrepreneurs I know out there. He's a smart bear on Twitter. He built a smart bear and sold it. And then he's built WP Engine, which I think is doing $100 million a year plus of recurring revenue. I wouldn't be shocked if he's a billionaire. Now, Jason loves programming. He loves coding. He loves deep thinking. He's got a phenomenal blog. I think he's one of the most unique thinkers out there. And early on, he hired a CEO, Heather Brunner, to actually do the promotions and do the marketing stuff and all the areas he didn't. And that's for most of us, a really interesting ego check, because we think we want to do everything. We think we should be doing everything, that we can do everything. But he recognized this and said, I actually don't want to do any of that. And I want to find the other partner who can really do all this extroverted stuff so I can focus on me. And another mega example of this is HubSpot. And I'm going to talk about the CTO and co-founder of that in just a second. But you had Dharmesh Shah, who I love, and I think he's such an interesting thinker. He's such a great hacker. And we actually promoted HubSpot at AppSumo very early on. And he found Brian Halligan to actually be the public face, the extroverted. And I think Dharmesh has no meetings even, so that Dharmesh can do the areas that he's strong at and coding and doing marketing through his coding, meaning website grader, meaning building things like the Doodle thing he created, meaning building AI tools that he's creating that they use as marketing. Whereas Brian, I think there's a new CEO, but as they were going for, I think the first decade, the recruiting, the marketing, the meetings, performance reviews, all the extroverted stuff that's required. And I love that these teams were self-aware enough to really enable that and empower themselves to do that versus feeling guilty about it. Next up is create rules to optimize for introversion. You know, you extroverts out there, pay attention to this because there could be some benefits in it for you. Create rules for your business to optimize for being an introvert. Here are three that I highly recommend. First off, schedule breaks. So what I have noticed is that if I'm in a Zoom meeting, and then a Zoom meeting, and then a Zoom meeting, and then a phone call, and then a Zoom meeting, it is draining. So the way that I do it is no meetings are an hour. Most of my meetings are 45 to 50 minutes. And always there's going to be a 15 to 30 minute break. So as I look at my calendar, I use the rosé color, and there are 15 to 30 minute breaks between every one of my meetings. Because what I notice is as I'm interacting with people, one, your energy gets drained and your willpower gets drained. But two, you need time to recharge yourself, whether that's doing work or frankly, I go play pinball or I go for a walk around the block or I throw football with my neighbor. So I highly recommend you schedule breaks to manage your energy as an introvert. Second, take one day a week off. So I never work on Saturdays, ever. That's a rule. And it's also in the Bible, whatever religion you are, it's the day of rest. So I'd never work on Saturdays. I don't check email. I don't check Twitter. Don't check Instagram. Don't check Slack. And I spend time with myself, with my friends, and with my family. And it's tough. I'm not going to bullshit. It's not necessarily the work, but I'm like, I like what we're doing. I'm really excited about what we're doing, but it gives me time for me. And it gives me time to enjoy me so that as I come back on Monday, I'm like, oh man, I missed work. And great. And find that balance in your life, like the ebbs and flows of all this experience. So take a week off. And lastly, for introversion, have rules. This is actually, I learned this from Dharmesh Shah, the CTO at HubSpot. And I remember I wanted to do a phone call with him and he says, he's phone phobic. I was like, what do you mean phone phobic? He's, oh yeah, it's a deadly disease. I'm terrified of phones. And I actually use that rule a lot. I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't do phone calls. I'm phone phobic. And that's a nice way where you don't have to interact with other people. And I'm not saying, again, this is for introverts, y'all. The extroverted show is every other content I've put out there. I think this is a great way to feel empowered and realize you can get rich your own way, just like Dharmesh did. He's a billionaire. So another rule that you can say is, I have a rule that I don't do weekly Zoom calls with clients, but I'll write you a weekly report and we can chat async. Maybe you can do a Loom video where, hey, I'm just going to send you a video and I'm going to send you the text and let's see how that goes. And more creating rules for yourself to empower you, knowing that, hey, here's how I like to operate. Here's how I succeed with my energy and my life. The fifth thing, build relationships with other introverts. Everyone knows this stuff, right? The cliche shit, like you're the average of your five best Noah Kagans. No, I don't know, I'm making up stuff. Everyone knows the network's important. Everyone realizes, yeah, if I had better friends, or maybe if I had other people around me, or if I could text people, it would be better. But don't let introversion be an excuse not to develop any key relationships. I was thinking about Chad at AppSumo, who I was talking about earlier. We've hired Marnie, as well as Damien, that Chad met on message boards. I don't know if you guys are even old enough, but there was like, yeah, I guess the online forums like Reddit are still around. But literally, I think 10, 15 years ago, these nerdy developers that are amazing were chatting on message boards. And that is an introverted way to not have to necessarily interact, or the energy from their perspective is really great. And they built relationships via that. And now 10 years later, Marnie and Damien work at AppSumo. Marnie's helped build a lot of the amazing things at TidyCal and SendFox and our new product, the DocuSign alternative. You can check it out March 25th. As well as Damien built KingSumo.com. He built our new site, 5taco.com, built the search engine for AppSumo and so many amazing things. And that is because that was introverted networking. All these things is just taking the same coin and looking at the other side. So how can you connect with these other people in environments that you thrive in? You don't have to go to the networking event to have an amazing network. Introversion can be a superpower in developing relationships, because maybe instead of you trying to meet so many people, as you meet each individual person as you're connecting with, you actually get to know them. You actually help them. And being an introvert, you might be able to be more perceptive in listening and other people's needs. And that will help you build deeper relationships. So for you, think about, what's the mode of communication that gives me the most energy? Maybe all of your communication is through text. Maybe it's through podcasts. Maybe it's through Slack. Maybe it's through DMs. Maybe it's voice notes. It's not saying that there is a right communication way. It's just saying that there is a right one for you. And so being mindful of how you do that and being intentional about it. But chances are you will find amazing other introverts this way too. And figuring out like, I like doing it this way. Let me see if I can find other people, my own kind of people. And use that as an advantage for yourself versus necessarily having to be the most loudest voice in the room. The last thing I want to leave you with is extroversion is a learnable skill. Now, let me share a story from Sunday. I was speaking at South by Southwest. I was on stage, and I have to tell you, before I go on stage, I'm nervous. There's a difference between extroversion and being nervous about something you're about to do. An extrovert, yes, is in a social situation where maybe you're around a lot of people and you're interacting. You get more energy through that. But public speaking is an adaptable skill. And I asked the audience saying, who here is afraid of public speaking? And a lot of people's hands went up. This woman in the back, I chose her and I said, can you please come on stage? She said her name is Robin and she's afraid of public speaking. She was shaking and she's like, yeah, I don't like public speaking. It's not what I want to do. So I said, all right, Robin, let me give you a script. So I gave her a piece of paper and she read off the piece of paper. She's shaking, but frankly, her voice sounded strong. Her voice sounded confident and she crushed it. And I asked her afterwards, I was like, what did you realize? And she said, I can do public speaking my way. Do public speaking my way. And she's realized it's not as scary as she thought, and she can actually do it. So a few things that you can do to practice extroversion doesn't mean you have to embrace it fully and go all the way to be speaking at anything necessarily, but practice interacting with people. You might be actually just interacting with draining people. They're out there. Someone send them this podcast. They need to be more introverted. But it is a skill interacting with people. It is a skill listening. It's a skill connecting. You know, there's a book, Blink, by Malcolm Gladwell, I think is a good one. How to Win Friends and Influence People is another great one. It is these practice and reps, realizing it is a skill that you can develop and finding other people where the energy level when you interact with them gets higher. I was thinking of my friend Dan Andrews from the Tropical MBA podcast, who, yeah, he has conferences. I would say Dan's also really happy being introverted at times. And when I interact with him, though, my energy is just through the roof. There's ideas, there's business. We're talking about a lot of different fun things about our baby mamas and stuff like that. And oh, this is interesting. So how do I find other people? Because that's part of life, is that you go through a lot of people to find the people that are your people. So think of it all as a practice to find that. Next up is introverts can host events, but structure it so it works for you. So maybe your events are super small. Like last night I had John Yoshai. You can check him out. JonYoushai. Who's an awesome YouTuber. I really like this guy. Has become a good new friend. And we just had him and his wife and me and my wife over. And we just had a nice Thai food dinner and hung out for 3 hours. And maybe it's a small thing like that. Maybe it's a board game night. Maybe it's a walk. Maybe it's a taco meetup. Shout out, hit me up. But set it up in a way that you're actually excited to be a part of it. I used to have dinners at my house when I moved to this new house. And I would hire a chef. It was like $700. And I'd be doing these dinners and I'd try to meet interesting people. And after about the sixth dinner, I was in bed and I was like, I don't really even enjoy this. I'd rather have Chipotle straight up. I don't need six new people. I just want one other person to get to know better. And maybe I don't even need to do it over food. I'd rather do it over a walk or do it over pickleball or do it over a bike ride or do it over throwing a football around. And so just really thinking about how do you make it a thing where you actually look forward to, and if it's not working, great, you can improve it. Number three, check out lawof100.com. This is a site that I bought from someone who read Million Dollar Weekend, and it's totally free, and you can use it to practice to talking to 100 people. So in lawof100.com, commit to meeting 100 people. You can do it over 100 days. And just every day, hey, did I talk to one new person today? And I promise you, and you can leave notes for yourself, and at the end of 100 days or at the end of 100 people, I think you'll be surprised about what you learned. Doesn't mean you're going to go off and be extroverted as hell, but you realize like, I actually am pretty good at this chit-chat thing, and maybe There's a few people I've met through this that I actually really like that I can end up building a business or building a life with. The last thing I'll share with you about extroversion as a learnable skill is using how or what instead of why to create open-ended questions. And so as you're talking to people and as you're interacting with people, if you ever met me in person, I ask a lot of questions. I'm excited to share my stories and my experiences, but I'm also curious. And I use a lot of how or what questions. And that is a way to open a conversation and really start connecting with someone else versus just two people spitting at each other. Now, it's interesting because when I started working on this specific content about how to get rich as an introvert, people actually said it's contradictory. And people said it's a little hypocritical, right? Like, one, you're an extrovert, so you can't figure it out. But what I was hearing was you can't be rich and an introvert. And I thought that was really fascinating, that there is a stereotype that introverts are too shy to succeed. When I actually think the opposite is true, is that don't let being an introvert stop you from being as successful as you can be. And you can do it in your own special way. It doesn't have to be by screaming out in public on the streets or going out on social media and trying to be crazy. Maybe it's being like Dharmesh Shah, where you put out tools that do your marketing. Maybe it's being a faceless person like Easlo and succeeding, but it's embracing who you are, having fun with who you are, and succeeding in your own way. I love you guys, and I'll see you out there, whether you're talking to me because you're an extrovert or whether you're an introvert and you don't even want to chat with me. I love you. That is a wrap. I hope you love the episode as much as we did making it for you. Check out my new book, How to Eat Tacos Like a Dragon. Just kidding, it's not my book. Also, make sure you're on my newsletter. That is noahkagan.com. We have an exclusive email each and every week to help you on your business journey. That's noahkagan.com. Go join today. Next, text a friend you love them. Yo, dog, let's go for a hike together. And before you go, slide in my DMs. I love hearing from y'all at Noah Kagan. Finally, a couple shout outs to the amazing team who helped make this happen. Thank you to Jason at podcasttech.com. I hope y'all know he loves bananas, mangoes, blueberries, and fruit salad. The guy is awesome. Thank you to Jeremy, Cam, Tommy, Sylvie, Jay, Memo, and Diego from the Dork team for all the magic y'all do. Have a tremendous day. What's your favorite vacation spot?